Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Chamber Channel's Five Questions podcast. This is the place where we take a deep dive with industry leaders for an inside look at their world and how they can make a difference in yours.
It's no secret that Lowcountry real estate is in high demand. In our studio today, we've got local realtor Brandon Greenplate, who specializes in luxury real estate. We talk why the local market is so resilient, what's around the corner, and why he was named to the National Association of Realtors 30 Under 30 list. Let's listen. Brandon, share a little bit about your background. How did you get into real estate? What led you to become a realtor, specifically one on Hilton Head Island?
Yeah, my backstory really kind of is a little similar to everybody else as far as pathway to the island life. My family came here, actually my parents, for their honeymoon in the 80s, came back every single year and wound up buying a condo in the early 2000s in Palmetto Dunes over in Abington. And this place, Hilton Head, became a second home for us. And I went off to school. I was at Clemson University, and living down here on Hilton Head, was a jet ski tour guide, just living the island life, falling in love with Hilton Head. And going into senior year, I was like, I should probably get something on my resume. And I had a friend of a friend that knew Robbie Bunting over at Hilton Head Properties, and he got my foot in the door of the world of real estate and interned there that summer. Got my license, went back to school for my senior year, and then graduated. In the meantime, my parents built a house here in Palmetto Dunes, and I decided, you know, I'm going to come back to Hilton Head rather than go to a bigger city now that I have my license and had the opportunity to jump in with Hilton Head Properties over there and just see what happens. So that was really the very start of it. And then once I got into it, you know, nothing amazing happens overnight. Good things take time. And I just said, I'm going to commit 100% and see where this thing goes. And sitting here today with you, it's definitely worked out.
It's going well. Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the market with what's going on, that the market, where it is, especially in light of inflation, rising interest rates, a little bit in flux, but still some great, great stuff out there. Let's talk a little about
that. Yeah, the market. I think as a whole, the interest rates have slowed things down, right? When we look a little bit more specific onto Hilton Head. Hilton Head, it's a limited supply commodity. There's a lot of people that want to be here, and we can't add any more resort developments. We can't add, you know, there's a little bit of lots here and there, and the demand outweighs the supply. So if you think about it, interest rates rose 5% in the last year, year and a half. Prices really didn't come down. So I think, you know, looking forward and where we're at today, you're seeing some pretty good deals, more negotiation, more selection. You're also, when these interest rates do go back down just a little bit to a stomachable rate, you're going to see prices spike, especially here on Hilton Head, because you have a lot of people that are sitting on the sidelines waiting for the market to correct, which it will soften a little bit. But when these rates come back down, people that are sitting here and they feel house locked in their current homes, right, because they're on a 3% rate, they're going to sell, they're going to buy something else, and the market's going to go crazy. So it's kind of like, in my opinion, we're in a little bit of a lull right now, and people don't realize that at some point it's going to go up even higher, in my opinion.
Are you still seeing a lot of cash deals?
I am seeing a lot of cash deals.
Part of this as well.
Yep, cash deals. You know, from as far as people that are investors and stuff like that, the numbers aren't quite as good. But I always tell my clients, you know, marry the property, date the rate. You can change the interest rate. You can't change the purchase price.
Good advice. What do you see for the end of 2023, 2024? What's your crystal ball kind of looking at?
Nobody has a crystal ball, but if I had to put my thumb on something, I would say that there's some good buys out there and there's some negotiation. You rewind 1 year ago, you didn't have time to breathe or yet alone think about what you were buying because it was moving that fast. So now we're in a market where you can take a little bit more time. You can really kind of evaluate the property, and you're seeing buyers shop more. It's not an urgent market like it was a year or two ago. Things are still moving, but it's very price sensitive. And I think you're going to see that price sensitivity going into 2024, where if you're overpriced, it's going to sit. And if there's a little bit of work that needs to be done, odds are it needs to be aggressively priced or it's not going to sell.
Now, what impact have homeowner insurance rates had on real estate here, especially on the island? I know it's an issue with condos, with homes. So talk about a little bit about that. How are you putting your buyers'
your potential buyers' minds at ease about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say the biggest thing that was affected was condos here. I mean, single family homes have gone up, but with really, I mean, we can blame Florida for it because a lot of the same carriers were covering Florida as they did this part of the country, and they left the market. So there's only two or three carriers that are especially doing these condos. So you saw a lot of assessments for insurance on these condos, which scares people. Not only do you have a HOA fee, or we call regime fee here on the island, of $300, $400, $500, $600, but then you're getting hit with $2,000-$3,000 in insurance assessments per year. I think it's important for people to understand what's going on because each complex is ran differently. And you want to see the minute notes. You want to see if there's an upcoming assessment. You want to see how long the assessment's going to be on there. But I do think we're going to see assessments for these condos start to dissipate as these carriers come back into the market. And again, there's some really good buys in the condo market right now because there's a lot on the market and people, you know, are scared of them.
I bet. Have you seen, I know there's a, I think a fear somewhat among the public that everything's turning into short-term rentals. Everything's turning them into short-term rentals. Are you seeing that or are you seeing a balance?
I mean, I think Hilton Head, it's important for people to understand this was an area that was created to be a resort destination, first and foremost. Second, there is two parts of Hilton Head. There's an area where you can rent short term and there's an area where you can't rent short term. I think it's also important for people to understand that we have 3.5 million visitors per year that generate over $1 billion for our annual economy, for our little island. And we need these tourists. I think it's a happy balance between making sure people are following the rules, making sure you have the right set of guidelines in place so people aren't breaking rules. But I would say, yeah, there's a lot of short-term rentals happening on Hilton Head. But a lot of these people that are buying these short-term rentals, they're not investors from China. They're people that live in Ohio that want to utilize a property of their own, use it 5 to 10 times a year personally, and then offset their expenses. So I do think it gets blown a little bit out of proportion. If you don't want to be in an area with short-term renters, go to an area that's not. But I think at the same time, it is a really cool opportunity for somebody to have an asset on Hilton Head Island that they get to call their own and kind of vacation in their investment.
Your passion for real estate shines through. It definitely does. Tell us about why real estate? What's the most rewarding part of that for you?
I'm a long-term relationship people person. I love providing an experience to people. And I walked in the shoes of a lot of my clients coming from out of state, coming down here for vacation, wind up moving here. So I get to kind of unlock that world for my clients. And it's a small island, let's be honest. If my clients don't win, I don't win. And reputation's everything. And I just have a big, big passion for seeing people that I build these relationships with win and get to experience, you know, Hilton Head at its finest. And it's a special thing for me.
You have been recognized at a pretty high level. Congrats to you. Kudos on being recognized as 30 under 30. That's a national award. I know you worked hard to get there. What was that like when you found out you'd made the 30 under 30 list?
I was ecstatic. It was not an easy process. There were over 1,000 applicants. Every year, the National Association of Realtors does this award since the year 2000. So over 23 years. So over 23 years, there were only two other individuals named to the list from South Carolina. So I was the third individual from South Carolina, and it was a dream come true. I mean, hard work pays off. It doesn't happen overnight. And it really opened up this really cool network and world for me.
Let's talk a little bit about the challenges that have come with real estate or life for that matter. Tell us about some of the challenges you faced and how you've overcome them.
Well, I mean, real estate's very entrepreneurial, and you get that sense of people say, you know, you work for yourself, you can set your own hours. That's not how it works. You work around your clients' hours, and you work in weekends, you're working days off, quote unquote. And the hustle is real. If you don't hustle, it's a competitive market. It's saturated. There's a lot of agents. So you got to work hard to stand out. And, you know, it hasn't been easy. And especially over the first year for me, right? It's real estate. It's like a snowball. You build it and it gets bigger and bigger as it rolls down the hill. And I'm a little impatient. And I just had to stay the course and really focus on, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel. And I got through that, I would say, challenging part for the first 6-9 months. And the rest has been uphill.
I think you said it best. I mean, really great realtors hustle.
Have to.
You have to. You have, that goes for just about anything in life, doesn't it?
It does.
And also, I want to note that you are a graduate of the Chamber's Leadership Program, class of 2022.
Best class ever.
That's what they say. That's what they say. How has that experience shaped you? What was that like?
Unbelievable experience. First and foremost, I thought I knew a lot about the Lowcountry. I didn't. And now I do through going through that class. So just the educational piece of it, the background and the history and the governance and everything the chamber does was awesome. But not only was it that, it was really the network and the community I built with the same individuals in that class of 2023. And also the people that have graduated from it from before. So it was an amazing experience as far as just being a part of that. And it's, in my opinion, one of the best things that the chamber puts on.
Well, let's leave our listeners with that one final nugget of great advice. If you were going to give someone who is considering buying a house, selling a house right now in this market, what would you say?
Yeah, I think find your expert is what I would say. There's a lot of different products out there in the real estate world. Do some research on who specializes in that market. If you're looking for possibly a lifestyle property or maybe an investment property, find somebody that specializes in that, who you know can teach you what you need to know, and pull the trigger. Life's too short. The market is going to be up and down, but Hilton Head is a special place to buy real estate because, again, limited supply commodity. And if you hold it long enough, you can't lose, especially with the memories and all of the great experiences you'll make with your family and friends and your place.
Great advice. Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. The podcast continues to grow, and never miss an episode of our 5 Questions podcast by subscribing to the Chamber Channel on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Take a moment to download, subscribe, and leave us a review. It helps us reach more people.